At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information.
Hello, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, and rotating these shows with my co-host, Kevin Passaro. This show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And we are on the air every Thursday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., bringing you the latest information in diet, nutrition, and healthy lifestyles. Please go to the Village Green site or visit them at Cedar Lane. It's a wonderful place. There's expert advice on supplements. You can ask the expert on the site, myvillagegreen.com, or you can go into the store at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, and there are many experts there to help you. And you can also find out a lot more about green, going green. There's a lot of good information about going green with Village Green. And please make sure you take a look at their Pathway products. They are exceptional. Now, today, our main topic is going to be the issue of the health benefits of mushrooms for the immune system, and we'll be talking to Dr. John Holliday of Aloha Medicinals Incorporated. We're going to talk about what mushrooms do, what they can do for us, and about some of the combinations, especially with regard to immunity. But first, before we introduce Dr. Holliday, I wanted to talk a little bit in general about the immune system and also some updates on vitamin D. First of all, our immune system is very similar to our national defense system. It's an Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, National Guard, State Police, and there are divisions and subdivisions and more subdivisions within all of these protective systems, and that's exactly what the immune system is. In fact, many of the names that are used in naming aspects of the immune system sound very military-like. Just as an overview, when something enters the body that shouldn't be there, there are cells that are alert cells. They let the body know that a problem has entered. And then such cells as monocytes, macrophages, are sent to gobble up, to get rid of, to kill, to eliminate whatever it is that's come in, a pathogen, a foreign invader. And then there are all kinds of white cells that help us out, neutrophils, eosinophils, basophils, mast cells. And these also help in digesting different kinds of pathogens. Our eosinophils, they react and they tend to digest the larger size pathogens, including parasites. They also release histamine and a lot of cytokines that increase inflammation as part of the immune response. Now, most of you, when your eosinophils are up because of allergens, you don't like it because that histamine response feels uncomfortable, but that's part of the body's way of responding and getting rid of the offenders. And there are lots of other cells, T cells, B cells, natural killer cells. Sounds like, again, hitmen of the immune system, the natural killer cells. And then helper cells and suppressor cells. These do exactly what they say. An immune response has to have a system that pushes the response and then another system that's on the front lines saying, whoa, enough, pull back. And when those don't work well, we either have immune deficiency or we get into autoimmunity. So when there's an imbalance in the helper and suppressor cells, we get into trouble. Now, a little bit update on vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. There's a lot in the literature, both scientific and in the lay literature, so I wanted to update you because the recommendations for vitamin D are changing every year, and they are not going down. They're going up as more and more studies document how important this vitamin is. How do we get vitamin D? The main source is through sun exposure, and it's the UVB light that gives us the sun exposure and turns cholesterol, technically called 7-dehydrocholesterol, in our skin to vitamin D3. But we can't use vitamin D3. It is what we take as a supplement, but it's not utilizable. It has to convert to something called 25-hydroxy-D3 and 1,25-dihydroxy-D. And the last one I mentioned is the active form. Now, the skin can do all of this. It can convert cholesterol to the active form. The liver is able to convert the D3 on to 25-hydroxy and the active form, and the immune cells can also do the last component. So we test for 25-hydroxy, we supplement with D3. And there's a way to remember this. There are two basic forms of vitamin D. One is called vitamin D3, and that is the one that's best utilized by the body. And its technical term is cholecalciferol, and it begins with a C. So C stands for correct. Vitamin D2 is what's commonly used in enriching or fortifying foods. It is not as well utilized. It has a shorter term effect, and it is the form of D that is in the prescription that is most often prescribed when people are low in vitamin D. That prescription is 50,000 international units of vitamin D2, and it is called ergocalciferol, begins with E, error, wrong form. And we now know that vitamin D2 has such a short action time, it's about 2 months, and then you lose the power that you have with vitamin D3. So it's really important to look at your supplements and see if you see cholecalciferol, which is correct, ergocalciferol, which is not. Now, that UVB sunlight exposure that converts D to D3 or cholesterol to D3, the closer to the equator, the better. You really have to get some direct sunlight. And the further away from the equator, the less conversion. It also stimulates not only making D, the sun, UVB, stimulates the production of MSH, which has to do with weight loss and energy production, and that's what also tans the skin. And UVB causes the burning. And it's why people use sunblocks. Now, burning decreases vitamin D production. So if you get too much exposure and you get red, you will stop with the vitamin D production. So the body self-limits. What is interesting about vitamin D is that if you are exposed to full sun, closer to the equator or in the summer, late spring and summer, in the East Coast area we're in here, you can actually make up to 20,000 international units of vitamin D. Now, if you're in the sun for about 15 minutes, you can make 10,000, as much as 10,000. But it really depends on the color of your skin. If you are fair-skinned, you don't have to be out very long because you'll manufacture a lot more. But melanocytes protect us from the sun, and so dark-skinned individuals have to be out longer in order to get the same exposure. So if your skin is dark and you are not living near the equator, you have much higher needs for vitamin D, and we can do a test very easily. So why is vitamin D deficiency back? And it is back. Less exposure to sunlight and increased use of sunblock to protect against skin cancer. Yet, when you have low vitamin D, you're at higher risk for skin cancer. I want to emphasize that the burning is what damages the skin and leads to skin cancer. And that area of the skin has low vitamin D. So where you've burned your skin, you've lacked the D protection. So the new recommendations are to get some sun exposure. Now, if you have real problems and melanomas, you don't need to do that, or you shouldn't be doing it, then go ahead and get your vitamin D tested and make sure you take enough. And the new standards are much higher. The old standards used to be blood tests that were in the 20 to 100 range. That's out the window. 40 to 110 is considered the good range. It's very simple. Studies were done, and they find out where people are healthiest, what level of D keeps them most healthy. 60 to 80 nanograms per ml is the optimum. And when we look at the RDA, it's really hard because are you fair-skinned or dark-skinned? Are you getting sun exposure or not? The elderly require more. There is a lot that alters the amount of D we need. Obese people tend to have lower levels. The elderly, if you use steroids, it depletes D. Antacids, anticonvulsants, excess vitamin A, low-fat diets, and if you have some kind of a vitamin D receptor defect, and especially if you've got any kind of digestive absorption problem. So the recommendations can range from 200 to 400 for infants to 7,000 or 10,000 in adults under certain circumstances. So we are going to talk more about immunity. We're going to talk about mushrooms. I look forward to talking with Dr. Holliday. You are listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. Please stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
You've been listening to the Essentials of Healthy Living show, so isn't it time you visited the store that brought you this great program? At Village Green Apothecary, you can find all the products you need to support your healthy lifestyle. They have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Best of all, they'll give you the kind of personalized service you just won't get at a chain drugstore. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or call 301-530-0800.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between naturaceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in the intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store, or go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in probiotic supplements.
Welcome back to The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, your host, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. And I want to remind you that Dr. Passaro will be talking about fitness training with Scott Odell on the next show, and that's next week. Remember, we're Thursday mornings, 9 to 10. He'll talk about high-intensity interval training versus traditional cardio. So that should be very interesting. But today, our subject is immunity and the effect and health benefits of mushrooms on the immune system. We're speaking with Dr. John Holliday of Aloha Medicinals Incorporated. He's director of research in my favorite place on earth, Maui, Hawaii. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And this is, I know, sometimes quite a complex subject, but it's a very interesting subject. And it was very interesting to see some of the information that you have about mushrooms, but also some of the individual products and their effects on chemo and radiation treatment in cancer patients, alcoholic liver diseases, Hep B, and many other kinds of conditions. So please tell us, Dr. Holliday, a little bit about Aloha Medicinals and yourself, and then let's get started informing our listeners about the benefits of mushrooms.
Okay, thank you. Aloha Medicinals, as you mentioned, was started in Maui, Hawaii, quite some years ago. And as we've expanded over the years, we've moved our operation eastward. Our main manufacturing and research facility is now in Nevada. But in general, the immune system is one of the most amazing parts of the human body. The immune system is that portion which stands between us and a hostile environment, essentially. Throughout recorded history, mankind has used all sorts of medicines, you know, every kind of herb and minerals and mushrooms and whatnot. And the mushrooms as a class generally have proven to be, over time, to be the strongest enhancers of immune function. They say that you can't be too beautiful, you can't be too rich, and you can't have too much immunity.
That's good.
Yeah. It's only really in about the last 10 years or so that science has uncovered some of the secrets, the mechanisms behind how mushrooms affect the immune system, the compounds involved, and what happens in the body. And it's pretty fascinating, actually. The human body has about 250 different types of immune cells. They have names like natural killer cells and T cells and macrophages, but the thing is that each type of cell is programmed to do one specific task. And these different cells circulate through the body in the on guard but deactivated state. Obviously deactivated, or we would dissolve ourselves from the inside out.
So they're ready to act and circulating.
They're primed but turned off. And so when an immune cell encounters an immune challenge, let's say it encounters a bacteria or a virus or an aberrant cell like a cancer cell, what happens is there are receptors on the surface of our immune cells which bind to a trigger molecule which is found in the bloodstream. And when this happens, it turns that immune cell on. It triggers it to release interferon or whatever it may be programmed to do. Well, the fascinating thing is those trigger molecules, that compound in the blood which triggers the immune function, is not made by the human body. It has to come in through the intestinal tract. The primary source are the probiotic bacteria that normally live in the intestinal tract. These are symbiotic with humans. And secondarily, it comes from dietary sources. Well, mushrooms happen to be a very good source for these particular class of polysaccharides, which act as the immune triggers. These immune trigger compounds are chronically deficient in Western societies today because of our use and our exposure to antibiotics. Antibiotics knock down bacteria, right? And I don't necessarily mean just the antibiotics that the doctor is prescribing you, but if you eat chicken or beef or drink milk or drink water in most big cities and so on, you are exposed to low levels of antibiotics which have found their way into our environment. Well, when we knock down the normal healthy probiotic bacteria that live in the intestine, one thing that we know for sure is that some other organism, which is not affected by the antibiotic, will move in and colonize that ecosystem. Because the intestinal tract is a very rich ecosystem. It's warm and it's wet. We put new food in every 4 hours. And so these organisms, these weed organisms, let's say, that tend to displace the normal healthy probiotics are typically different species of yeasts. And while they may not be toxic in and of themselves, they don't produce these particular immune trigger compounds which the human body requires for normal immune function. Once we have these weed overgrowths in the intestinal tract, it's just like, say, a nice green grass lawn. If it becomes infested with crabgrass, it is very hard to displace that weed organism. And you can't solve the problem by taking a handful of grass seed and throwing it out on top of the crabgrass, because the crabgrass has gained control of that ecosystem. And the same thing happens in the intestinal tract.
That's a wonderful analogy. The weeds in the garden, the weeds in the gut.
Exactly, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with crabgrass, you know, but if it's not what you want growing in the lawn, you have a problem. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with these different species of yeasts and other organisms which tend to occupy the intestinal tract in Western society. It's just that they do not produce the trigger compounds which are required for good immune function.
So they're taking up room,
yeah,
but they're not productive, and so
exactly,
we're losing benefit.
Yes, and the ultimate result of that is disease. Whether we want to say your classic immune dysfunction diseases like cancer, for example, which is the classic immune dysfunction, or viral infections, you know how it seems like over the years the virus become stronger and more common. And when I was a child, it wasn't, you didn't see colds and flus as often. Well, this is the normal progression of the use of antibiotics in our society, leading ultimately to more viral infections, higher rates of hepatitis, for example, because the body normally has mechanisms by which we avoid these infections. For instance, the cells produce interferon. That name itself tells what it does. Interferon was the first compound found in the body which interferes with the way viruses attack the cell. And so it's difficult to take interferon from another source, like a test tube or a horse, and use it in treatment in humans because it doesn't work the same as our own interferon. On the other hand, if we use something which increases our own interferon production, we have a much greater resistance to viral infections because our own bodies are interfering with the way the virus attacks the cell.
That makes sense. So we have this system that works well. And are you saying that antibiotics interfere with interferon?
Well, in a way, yeah, they do. Not directly interfering with interferon, but what they do is they limit the bacteria in the gut which produces the trigger compounds which trigger those immune cells to produce interferon.
And is there a way that somebody who's on antibiotics can counteract that and rebuild their system?
Yes, absolutely there is. There's several different approaches that we tend to take, but I don't want anyone to misunderstand me. It's not about being on antibiotics necessarily, and it's not that antibiotics are good or bad. Antibiotics serve a very powerful place in our modern medicine. It's what makes our modern medicine, really. But, you know, most swords have two edges, and in a way we can say the genie's out of the bottle.
Right? That is so well said. We're going to take a brief break, Dr. Holliday, and I want you to go further with that thought when we come back on the air. Folks, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Please stay with us. We will be back after this break.
Ever wish you had a healthy living coach? Well, you do. Village Green Apothecary has 45 trained professionals who are here to help you, including pharmacist, nutritionist, an herbalist, and naturopath. They take the time to really know you and give you a customized solution to your healthcare needs. From vitamins and minerals to compounded prescriptions, they have the personalized answers you need to create your healthy lifestyle. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Broccoli,
ew.
Asparagus,
yeah.
Blueberries,
blech.
Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. TwinLab Daily One multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One multivitamins from TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years, and they still take the time to really know each of their customers and provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800. Village Green.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of information about you and your health. I do want to remind you that you're listening to Dr. John Holliday. We're talking about the health benefits of mushrooms. And in the beginning, I gave you a little bit of an overview of the immune system, like a military defense system in the United States. And Dr. Holliday, you led off beautifully with these 250 individual immune type cells that we have and the work they do and the interferences with antibiotics, and that our guts aren't well defended. So let's talk a little bit more about why we're in trouble and a little bit more about why the mushrooms are so powerful.
Okay. In the immune system, with all these different types of cells performing their individual, very targeted functions, there's a lot of things that go on. For instance, we have a type of cell called an identifier T cell. This cell travels through the body looking for invaders, bacteria, virus, this sort of thing. And when it encounters an invader, what it does is it leaves a chemical marker on the surface of that invader, and it goes on about its function. It doesn't have any destructive potential of its own. Then there's another class of cells called natural killer cells, which are traveling through the body looking for things that have been previously marked. Natural killer cells don't have any identification ability. They're very specific. They can only destroy things that have been marked by another type of cell. And this is a very basic example, but there are many, many different functions in the immune system, but it's very specific. And the particular compounds which trigger these different types of immune cells are similar but not the same. They're called immune modulating polysaccharides or heteropolysaccharides, and there are many different related structures of these polysaccharides, kind of like paint. When you go in a paint store, there's 1,000 colors of paint, and the polysaccharides are like that. There's 1,000 different structures, and each one will trigger one particular action in the immune system. Well, there are some plants which produce some of these polysaccharides. A great example is aloe vera and many different ones. But typically in plants, they will only produce one structure of polysaccharide or very narrow range. The fungal kingdom, on the other hand, is a little different in the way that the cell is made up, and they produce these different related polysaccharides in a much broader variety. Where aloe vera might trigger one type of cell or a very narrow range of cells to do something, the truth is we don't have any way at our present state of knowledge to be able to look at a patient and say, what aspect of the immune system failed in order for this disease to proliferate? We don't know that yet. So what we like to do today is to use a broad approach, use a mixture of different mushrooms and plants when appropriate, to provide as many of these different immune trigger polysaccharides as we can. Because it's easier to hit the target with a shotgun rather than a laser beam. We'll provide the tools necessary for the body to stimulate all 250 classes of cells, let's say. But really, stimulate is the wrong word here. It's more immune modulation, because we often run into the question, well, what about immune autoimmune diseases or hyperimmune states? Things like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or conditions where our own immune system is attacking the body. Well, actually, immune dysfunction, whether it's hyperimmune or not enough immune function, is the same thing, because all of these different cells come from exactly the same place. They all come from the bone marrow, and they leave the bone marrow as immature cells and travel to different organs in the body where they mature into specific types of cells. And these polysaccharide compounds, which are derived from mushrooms, they work at the differentiation level. In other words, where those immature cells are directed for maturing. So when they're used in a patient with an immune deficient disease, such as a viral infection or hepatitis or cancer, typically what happens is we see an increase in the white blood cell count and an increase in these particular classes of cells which tend to address these diseases of hepatitis and cancer and HIV, for example. Whereas when we use the same compounds in a patient who is in a hyperimmune state, such as rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or some types of leukemia and lymphomas, typically we will see a reduction in those abnormally high numbers of cells.
This is a term that's often used, is an adaptogenic response, that it gives, it supports the response that the body needs to be healthy.
Exactly. Balancing that immune function, because we have both, let's say, pro-inflammatory type of immune cells and anti-inflammatory type of immune cells. One class of cell triggers inflammation in the body. Another one will reduce the inflammation. Well, there's nothing wrong with inflammation. This is a necessary part of the immune function. First, inflammation happens, and that provides a target upon which all of the other immune cells can focus in order to provide the defense needed. The problem is when we have that imbalance between the too many pro-inflammatory type of cells versus the anti-inflammatory type of cells, which are addressing the issue, then we have these inflammatory type problems, which are typically referred to as autoimmune diseases.
And I always, some people call it the excess immunity. I call it immune misbehavior, because some people get the idea that it's too much immunity. It really is. It's a hyperimmune response. But I liked your analogy and your explanation of the balance and taming the ones that the excess responses and boosting the immune responses that are inadequate.
Yeah, shifting it more toward the correct response. Because, you know, what it really comes down to is an appropriate immune response. We use compounds which are typically termed, and in my opinion, incorrectly termed, immune suppressants for things like organ transplants, because we want to suppress that portion of the immune function. And it's true they suppress some portion of it, but at the same time they're enhancing other aspects of the immune function, because ultimately it is inappropriate to reject your only kidney, regardless of where it came from. That's an inappropriate immune response. And so really that's what we're looking at in any type of a health situation, is an appropriate response for the threat that you're under. Allergies are a great example. An allergy is an inappropriate response of the body to a non-threatening stimulus. A little bit of pollen, which really shouldn't be a problem, becomes a problem if the body has an inappropriate response to it. And so by balancing that immune function, balancing the pro-inflammatory versus the anti-inflammatory, typically we see reductions in allergies or complete eliminations of allergies. Also in asthma, many types of asthma are inappropriate immune responses. So this is one place where various types of mushrooms have been proven to be quite useful.
What about conditions where the pathogen is a stealth-type pathogen, where it really can hide from the immune system? Is there more effectiveness with the mushrooms than many of our other typical immune support kind of nutrients? And I'm thinking of Lyme and some of the what are called nanobacteria, the spirochete that causes Lyme disease. These are very tricky. Can you tell us about mushrooms and these kinds of conditions?
Yes, actually, I am not too well versed in nanobacteria, but Lyme disease is something I've unfortunately spent way too much time with over the years. Lyme disease is a classic example of a cryptic organism. In some conditions, when it or some cases where it loses the cell wall, and the spirochete becomes internal to the red blood cell. It's basically hiding inside of our own red blood cells or hiding inside of our central nervous system cells. Well, the lifespan of your average red blood cell is about 60 to 90 days. And so if you give a course of antibiotics for, let's say, 10 days or 30 days even, what happens is once you're done with that antibiotic, the antibiotic is gone. It's completely flushed out of your system, and at some point, that red blood cell will go through its normal dying off and dissolving process, and it releases the spirochete back into the bloodstream, kind of an auto-infection process. Well, if it was only red blood cells involved, it would be bad enough, but we could kind of overcome that by using antibiotics for, say, 90 days or 120 days. But actually, some of these also go into the central nervous system cells, which typically have a lifespan of, say, a year. And so if you have even a 90-day course of therapy with antibiotics, once that's gone and flushed out of your system, by the time those central nervous system cells go through their degeneration process and they're being replaced, they're releasing these spirochetes or these other cryptic organisms back into your system. So you keep infecting yourself internally.
They're clever bugs.
Yeah. So can we mediate this with the immune system? And the answer is clearly yes.
Now, I'm going to stop you there so people are hanging on to the next sentence as we take a really brief break and come back to hear what we can do about it. Folks, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living. We will be right back after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of Radiant Health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and much more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber, immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com, available now through your healthcare professional at Village Green Apothecary. All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant that supports heart function, energy production, immune response, and protects against damage from free radicals. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, and taking a highly absorbable CoQ10 supplement is key to ensuring optimal levels within the body. So don't just settle for any CoQ10 supplement. Ask specifically for Gero Formula's QH Absorb at Village Green Apothecary. Or for more information on QH Absorb, go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the last segment of today's Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, locally at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And tune in next week to hear Dr. Passaro talk about fitness training with Scott Odell. And they will discuss the value of high-intensity interval training versus traditional cardio training. And Dr. John Holliday's been talking to us about the health benefits of mushrooms for the immune system, and we want to talk a little bit about immune assist. But as we were finishing the last segment, we mentioned that the Lyme spirochete is a stealth kind of organism that hides in red cells and central nervous system cells. And the antibiotics work for a while, and then when the cells die off in their natural course, they release more spirochetes. And now you can answer that question of how we can help get rid of or block or improve or reduce these kinds of infections.
Well, this is a pretty classic example with the Lyme spirochete in a difficult-to-treat disease. When we look at statistics of disease and death in less developed areas, specifically I'm speaking of Africa because so much of our work is in Africa, we have a whole different set of diseases which we address in Africa than we address in modern countries because of our antibiotic use. While antibiotics have certainly improved the outlook in many diseases, it's shifted us away from the traditional diseases that we evolved with, and we are now moving more into immune-mediated diseases such as heart disease, diabetes. Now, hold on. What's this guy talking about, heart disease and diabetes? Well, it's true. Those are perhaps not 100% immune dysfunction diseases, but they are diseases which are certainly mediated by the immune system, as are virtually all infections, whether it be Lyme disease or tuberculosis, you name it. These are all, we say, mediated by the immune system. The immune system is what protects us in the first place from getting these diseases, and it is what addresses them when we're trying to fight it. Let's say, to put it very clearly, antibiotics never cured anybody of anything. The role that antibiotics play is to knock down the invading organism long enough and to a low enough level where the body's own immune function can come in, clean up the residue, and rebuild the damage.
Well put.
And we know this to be true because if we look at a patient who has no immune function, such as a late stage AIDS patient, it really doesn't matter what drug we use. It's a very severe situation because without the immune system to come in and finish the job and rebuild, there are no other magic drugs that will do anything. We have to have that immune function. And from that, logically, it follows that if we can enhance the immune function, we have taken a step in the right direction.
And I'm assuming because the mushrooms have much more broad impact on supporting optimum immunity, that's their influence.
That is exactly correct. It is a broad spectrum approach that triggers not this class of cell or that class of cell, but across the board tends to lead to a more comprehensive immune response against any sort of challenge that may be faced. Classic example is in cancer treatment. We know we can get rid of cancer. We can take a knife and we can cut it out, or we can take radiation and burn it out, or we can take chemotherapy and poison it. But the problem with that is once the cancer is completely gone and removed and it's no longer there, the underlying immune dysfunction that allowed it in the first place is still present.
It is still there. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, and we have to address that underlying immune dysfunction as part of our normal cancer treatment protocols, or we will never have the cure. You know, and this is the approach that has been taken now for the last few years. There are about 30 drugs on the market today which are being used in cancer treatment, which are immune modulators derived from mushrooms. There are none on the market in the United States yet, perhaps having more to do with our politics behind medicine and the money involved than the science, but it is slowly gaining ground in the United States as well. In this country, mushroom-derived immune enhancers are considered dietary supplements, even though those very same items might be prescribed in modern countries, Germany and France and England and Brazil and you name it.
As prescriptions?
Yes, used as primary clinical medicine in the treatment of diseases. However, being natural compounds that are a little bit more broad in their mechanism of action, they really don't fit our current political model of medicine typically. In the United States, the basic rule is you have to describe it down to the single molecule and describe its action in order to call it a drug. Well, nature's not really that simple.
It would take forever.
Yeah, there's not one single active ingredient. What we have here is a class of compounds which work together. They work synergistically in order to trigger not just the identification function or the destructive function for the natural killer cells or the interferon release when virus is present, all of these different categories, the whole 250 or probably even more that we haven't found yet. But we need to address the entire arsenal. As you mentioned, this is like a defense system. And we need a strong defense system right across the board in order to address all of the health challenges that face us every day.
You mean the Navy SEALs can't do it alone.
Exactly.
What about Immune Assist? What makes that unique?
Immune Assist is a very good product. It is probably the best broad-spectrum immune enhancement product on the market today in the world, so far as I know. It is a combination of over 200 different heteropolysaccharide structures which tend to stimulate all these different sorts of immune cells. And I'm sorry, not stimulate. That's a simple term that's
support.
Often used. It is providing the tools that the body needs to trigger those different classes of cells to perform whatever job they're programmed to do. a daily supplement. It's used conjunctively with a lot of different medicines and different conditions. But essentially what it does is it enhances the immune response. So we can look at this as being something which would essentially increase the effectiveness of any other medicine that was being used to treat something.
And that's what's important to know. Sometimes patients are reluctant to add some of the natural products, thinking they do the antibiotics first, then they'll try it. And you mentioned the word synergism. And so it's appropriate to use these, whether you're on medication, sick or well.
Absolutely. We know that if we go to the gym and we exercise, this is something that leads to more effective health treatment, you know. Or if we go on a diet and quit eating so much Häagen-Dazs, that is a simple dietary change that we can make, which will make our diabetes treatment more effective. These are obvious ways that we can see that dietary changes can help treatment be more effective. Well, that's what we're looking at with ImmunAssist. It's a simple dietary supplement which provides the tools to the body that allows the body to utilize any sort of medical condition, you know, to have a better treatment outcome, shorter time for recovery, more resistance to disease in the first place if you have a stronger immune system, of course.
Well, I think that was a very clear explanation. I like your use of the explanation of the exercise and the diet changes. And it goes along with what we've talked about on this show about epigenetics, that we can do something positively or negatively to change outcome in our bodies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a pretty new thought in medicine. Very exciting. Well, Dr. Holliday, I want to thank you for being on the show. And it's very interesting to hear your explanation, very clear. And hopefully we'll have you on the show again and we can talk some more.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation, Dana. And any of your listeners can go to alohamedicinals.com to get as much in-depth information as you want.
Thank you. And I just want to remind the listeners, that's alohamedicinals.com. And to our listeners, I want to thank you for joining us and reminding you to tune in on AM 1260 Thursday mornings, 9 to 10 a.m. for the Essentials of Healthy Living brought to you by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. It's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. May your days be filled with breathtaking moments. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a really great day.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information.
The station that makes sense. This is 1260
WWRC, Washington.